Right. And so what we can do is just one word stuff. So you see, you look at Diana and you say, wow, intelligent. And you write down intelligent. Or you look at, you know, I look at Catherine and I see fabulous. And I put down fabulous. Or you see peaceful. Or you see energetic. Or you see, you know, just one word. Just put one words everywhere. It's not a note or anything. Just one word. Sorry to make it so confusing.
No, it's clear now. Yes, I can do that.
All right. So today, the one and only reason why you're here is because truly you are amazing. And we truly, from the bottom, being in the leadership group of Sterling Study Group, I truly want to say how much we appreciate you as being part of the community. And so that was a perfect word today, part of the community, and just for being who you are with us. We take you, you take us in any direction, and you love us anyhow, and we love you anyhow. So we do appreciate you. It's going to be a little bit lovey-lovey today, so please bear with me. It's only because I truly feel that kind of a connection, and I try to keep it nice and very easy to listen to. All right. So the one reason why I personally felt that we are an amazing gift, not only to others but to ourselves, is because we are spirit. And you would wonder, why spirit? Well, spirit has all the absolute wonderful qualities that exemplifies what God is, what nature is, what the universe is, what love is, what faith, peace. It just encapsulates that entire feeling of awesomeness. Not only is it in as an exemplary spiritual aspect, but Jesus said, and I would be using Jesus today because it's Christmas and it's almost, you know, the sort of you know, we are celebrating the birth of Christ. However, for me, I'm thinking we are celebrating that master teacher. Jesus was a huge example to us and to many, many, many hundreds of thousands, millions of souls, and still is. And he is truly in that, you know, higher sort of echelon. Of power and of majesty and of using what he knows to be spirit. So Jesus said in John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So obviously we use the word worship here, but spirit is all in all. And so if you're worshiping, you're worshiping all that is, who I am, okay? Then in John 6:63, Jesus also said, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. And so that's one of the things we remember, is that our words are powerful, because as we speak, we already speak into the allness, into the one total creative power that we know we are and that we know the universe is. Ernest Holmes said, spirit is that part of a man which enables him to be self-conscious, that which he really is. So we do not see the spirit of man any more than we see the spirit of God. So we see what man does, but we do not see the doer. So, you know, behind it all is the doer. Behind it all is the life that we are, that beautiful breath we take each moment. That is the aspect of spirit. Man is governed by God, who is spirit. God is all in all, not material at all, not physical, but spirit. Therefore, if spirit is not subject to material conditions, then how can we as physical beings rise to the level of spirit? That was my question. So, I've read a book. It's about How to Be Well by Christian Larson, I think. And he, in some ways, have said some very, very clear things, which has made things easier for me to understand. This is another quote. This is another quote from Jesus, I guess. I am he that made heaven and earth, and I fill the earth with the glory of myself. There is none besides me. I am all in all. And so this all in all, it has to be, if God is obviously everywhere present, if God is all in all, if God is everything encapsulating, then where am I? Who am I in this allness? Is it Gail and the allness, or is it the allness including Gail? All right. And I think if it has to be all, if it has to be one, it must be all. It must be I am what God is. And I'm going to explain as I go along. All right, so the other thing I want us to kind of have an idea up front is that spirit works by its own power. Spirit works in me, through me, and throughout mankind. So again, we talk about the kingdom of God is already within us. When is the Spirit of God within us? The Spirit of God is within us right here, right now. All right? We know, and this is another biblical quote, that we know that we are sons and daughters of God. We are sons and daughters of Spirit. And we are sons and daughters right here, right now. Okay? So you say that God, Spirit, is not material. So what happened to Jesus? You know, why was he such a phenomenal person? He was flesh, obviously. How did he get rid of his bloated nothingness? You know, because obviously that's what I think is Emerson. Emerson, you know, says, let us take our bloated nothingness out of the path of the divine circuits. And that is an amazing quote, and as we go along, we will see why he said that. So I am not a physics person at all, but I thought when I was doing a little more research on what happens with quantum physics, it explained, it said in quantum physics, it is the temporary change in the amount of energy in a point in space. So it's saying that when energy shifts and it gets either lighter or heavier, then I guess that's where we see more creativity happening. The lighter the energy, the more creativity. I did print out another aspect of it where I can't locate it right now, but I will get back to it. Mr. Larson, in his book, How to Stay Well, he pointed out that it is the consciousness of the spiritual side of life that produces true freedom. That which is not health and wholeness cannot produce health and wholeness. But since spirit is health and wholeness, then perfect health and wholeness must manifest. What do you think about that? You know, so it's saying that whatever, if it is going to be whole, then it has to be whole. And basically, it cannot come from anything else except wholeness. All right? So if we are going to be healthy, if we're going to be whole, if we are going to be in a divine state, then we absolutely have to come from divinity. There can be nothing else that can come from divinity except divinity. There is nothing else that can come from a state of well-being except well-being. Right? There's nothing else that can come from life except life. All right? So some of the qualities of God are peace, truth,
beauty,
radiance. Omnipresence, right here, right now, and everywhere present. So I'm going to focus on truth, because truth is a huge deal when it comes to spirit. So the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me that life. That's Job, okay? So here we go with a little more scripture verses. So Jesus was aware of his truth. He claimed it. He embodied the truth. He was conscious of it. And it's in the consciousness of spirit that he acquired the results that he got. Okay? So I was looking at the word metaphysical, which truly means above the physical. So here we are in our very human state, in our human minds, in our human thinking. However, the core of who we are is truly spirit. And all those beautiful qualities that we just spoke about, if the core of who we are is spirit, could we be anything less than? Could we be anything less than any of the qualities we just quoted? So keep that in mind, because yes, we are dealing with the allness of who we are, and that is a huge, big, you know, macrocosm of who we are, being the smaller picture. But we too, just like Jesus, he was human. He went through lots of different human issues that we went through, but he was able to lift himself and put himself in a better spiritual attitude to achieve great things. And so in order to place ourselves in the consciousness, we have to adopt a spiritual attitude. And a spiritual attitude is the secret to creation, to our creativity, all right? To us wanting where we need to be. Mr. Larson also said that when we place ourselves in that attitude, we find that peace, we find health, we find freedom, we find power, because spirit is peace. We can only find it if it's there, right? We can't come looking for something when we know it's not there. We can't come looking to spirit for anything other than peace and the things that I just talked about: health, freedom, power, omnipresence, you know. So when you and I are in that space of knowing, of understanding that we have to adopt a spiritual attitude in order for us to move sort of to a higher level of our physical being, then we start thinking in a different way as well. Because not only am I thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with me? You know, me is weighted down. Me is a lot of heavy energy. Me, in terms of quantum physics, you know, that's a lot of sort of elements right here, right now, that is very hard to move. However, there is that part of me that is all-knowing, that is all-wise, that is loving, that, you know, and that is a part of us, our amazing selves, that we would harness to get the, you know, the, our dreams, to get our, you know, our goals, to get what we want in life. We can't depend on this weighted down body. It takes us beautiful places. It keeps us great. It keeps us in a well-being. But unless we are in balance and unless we are in that spiritual attitude, knowing that we can harness the power that we are, the knowledge that we have, that's the only way we can start linking. So spiritual attitude and kind of coercing the body to go along with it, all right? So you say, well, how hard do we have to work to release our bloated nothingness? Well, I want to tell you, please don't work hard. You do not have to work hard. Spirit is not about personal power, okay? Spirit is not about trying to help anybody with what we think we have on a physical plane. Spirit is not about, you know, I know all this information and I can use it. You know, we do what we call our prayers a treatment, and we have ways of doing it. It's not even about the prayers that you say, okay? It is about finding that attitude. Hey. Yes, it is. And so here is the quote that I wanted to quote earlier on quantum physics. It says, in quantum physics, a quantum fluctuation or vacuum is the temporary change in the amount of energy in a space, in a point in space, as explained in, and I didn't have that. So that means that conservation of energy can appear to be violated, but only for a small time. This allows the creation of particles, which they have their quantum physics term now, antiparticle pairs of virtual particles. So this is where how creation sort of starts happening. The effects of these particles are measurable. So, for example, in the effective charge of an electron as opposed to a naked charge. I don't know. You're probably very much more electron physics oriented. But what I gathered from that, though, is with when we change our attitude, we shift that energy that quantum physics explains, and is in the shifting into a lighter, less dense energy that then things start happening. There is some type of creativity, creation of particles, that's what they call it, which are measurable. And they said it's in the virtual realm, which I think is amazing. So, kudos for spiritual attitude. Kudos for spiritual attitude, okay? However, this is where our humanness comes in. Our humanness can say, and you can touch it and hold it. There you go. You can touch the globe. Our humanness comes in and it says, not today. I'm not ready to give a spiritual attitude today. I don't want to get into I know it all because I don't feel it all today. I don't want to get into God is everywhere present because I would have really liked to be in Australia right now, and I certainly am not. So our bodies really come in to sometimes hamper us. And so this is where we have to be very careful as to how we sort of relate to it, okay? So we don't want to interfere because, remember, we have free will. And you can always say, I rather not choose to have a spiritual attitude. Okay? Miss Lavanya, she's entertaining me in the front here. Thank you. So, generally, you know, you're not asking for the highest and the best because you're thinking, oh my God, I deserve the highest and the best. You're asking for the highest and the best because that's who you are. Right? It's not I am going and I'm praying, I'm hoping that this is going to happen. I am coming to me, to the core, to the spirit that I am, and saying, here I am open to my highest and the best. So in that way, I am not fighting with my physical, heavy, energetic, heavy body. I am literally releasing my body into working with my mind and saying, I am ready to receive my highest and best. Okay, and but we could only do it if we know that spirit is the all in all, that spirit is the alpha, the omega, that spirit is the one that literally forms particles out of nothing, out of sheer shifting of our energy to a more spiritual attitude. So doubts will cause us to get back to a solid mass, all right? So we may have all these wonderful dreams for our lives, and then you're like, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't feel very confident about me right now. Or I just feel that maybe this is not the year. When we start doubting, then our level shifts again. Our energy gets back into our bloated nothingness because, okay, here I am, and here is spirit waiting. We have free will. Spirit is not going to impose all that beautiful knowingness, our awesome self, onto us if we are not in that receptive mode. So it behooves us to be very receptive, especially when we have a dream, especially when we are motivated to do something. I mean, what else? I mean, go for it. You know, what else do we have? Is we have either we go for spirit, which we already know is the breath, is the allness of who we are, is the life of who we are. We know that spirit is the result of where we are. And so it's either I go for at least knowing I can reach to a certain level of optimism, of faith, or I can stay in doubt. And truly, you feel free to stay in doubt because you would still be a bloated, solid mass. All right? So doubts will shift our attitude from an infinite thinking to a finite thinking. All right? Infinite is ever evolving, ever exploding, ever moving forward. But then when we say, not today, not this year, maybe next time, whatever, then we go right back into a solid, finite here and now. And truly, we are still who we are. I mean, we are all inclusive. We are still God. But we are choosing not to use the power and the force that we know that God is. All right? So I'm going to close up quickly. So what happens when we do finite thinking? We are telling the infinite, don't be interfering now. Right? So finite thinking would do that. We are telling the infinite that I want my free will. I want my free will to feel fear. I want my free will to run away and to say, mm-mm, not you, not today. I want my free will to create chaos and to create imbalance in my life. And you're really free to have it. Okay? So you're also telling the infinite that I now want my own individuality and humanness. I just want to be with me for a while. I'm not ready for unity of mind and spirit. And so it is. It's done. Because what spirit hears, not because we are saying, okay, I'm not ready to connect and be of an infinite spiritual attitude. Spirit still hears. Spirit is infinite. Spirit is intuitive. Spirit is everything. And it will hear that dominant thought that you have. Okay? We may not even know we have a dominant thought. But what the spirit hears is, okay, you still need to stay in lack because that's where you are and you're not ready to open up and be of a higher energy level so we can move and shift that space to start creating. And so we get really what we deserve. It's a really tough thing to say. I don't really like saying it, but truly it's all equal. We are always in balance. This universe could never be out of balance. So we always get exactly the proportion we put out, we get back. It's constantly flowing, all right? And that means we get the good things we look forward to because we put the extra faith and trust and ease, and we get the others because, you know, it takes a little bit more to be comfortable with my faith, and so I'm here. And however, you don't have to stay there. That's the good news, all right? So for us to do great and mighty things like Jesus, we must learn to blend our will, our attitude, to the allness of who spirit is. All right? And at this point, this is the point when we blend, then we can say the perfect prayer. And we don't even have to say a word. And the perfect prayer would be like, okay, I'm at this space. I really know it. I feel it. I feel enveloped in the realm of possibility. Here I am. I've released my human bloatedness to a spiritual attitude. And here I am. And at that point, whatever you say, this is that point of energy manifesting. Whatever you say at that point of near contact or contact, that's where things start happening. And like my new car, I was in that space. You guys helped me out. I connected at that time and I was open with everything, and then things just started flowing. All right? So be open, be trusting. Part of what I wanted to share is not only when you are at that point, but it is faith that takes you to that point, okay? Trust will take you to that point. Trust would say, I'm ready to let go for a little while. I'm ready to let go my feeble humanness, my miserable feeling right now. I'm ready to let that go and trust a higher source, a higher blending of my energy. To me, spiritual attitude worked perfectly for me. Trust my spiritual attitude that it's not only about my body, it's not only about my human body, it's about an infinite source within me, through me, as me. Because if God is all there is, and God has to work, then God has to work as me, and God has to work through me. All right? And through me is our fabulousness. This is what the world sees. And this is where we can celebrate even more with power and with strength and with force and with that huge celebration that I've set the table before you today. It's almost saying, I am so trusting of a spiritual source within me that will take me to a place that, although comfortable, I was willing to let go. And I was willing to trust the process that at least I have an alternative of going higher. And trusting the energy source and trusting the quantum sources that go down out there. And causing, which causes your energy to choose your creation. So in closing, I want you to be able to trust your attitude, because that attitude is the attitude of truth, and you have to trust it because it's truly where you need to be. And as you feel it, and you will know where you are, because you would feel the it doesn't even have to be excitement. It could be just a nice, easy peace. It could be a calm that you feel. And at that point, you know that whatever you need is already in motion. All right? So realize your divinity. Realize your light. It's a season of lights. You got some lights going on here. And it's easy to flow with lights. It's easy to understand your truth. And just remember that with unity, with faith, and with that powerful attitude, you can adjust, all right? And then you can truly heal your own life. You can truly bring into fruition what you need for your own self. So your amazing gift to you, your amazing gift to me. Thank you so much, and I bless you. Yeah.